Are you a football fanatic? Were you optimistic about the Socceroos doing well when the World Cup began 2 weeks ago? Well, the Socceroos have sadly finished their tournament yesterday. I know, I was hoping that they'd go to the final. That would have been awesome. But I think everyone's feeling pretty proud of how far they went. And now I'm going to be speaking to Daniel McBrady. How are you going, Daniel, this morning?
I'm doing very well, mate. How are you?
Are you in the middle of watching a game right now?
I've currently just gone outside to get some peace and quiet, but yes, I'm watching the game in the office, for sure.
How's it going against... It's Senegal and England, right?
It's yeah, it's 2-0 right now in England. I think it may just be coming home. Who knows?
Oh, you know, when the Socceroos get knocked out, I always go for England after because, you know, they're like our brothers.
Exactly. Yeah.
How do you feel about the Socceroos, their performance over the last 2 weeks?
I thought they were incredible. They greatly overachieved in every sense of the word. You know, there was next to no expectation heading into this tournament, but to, you know, not only give a good account of themselves, but to arguably achieve their greatest ever feat at a World Cup is, you know, something that we should be immensely proud of as Australians. And it really just renews the spirit of football in this country.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very proud of them. And now Argentina are going through and they're playing the Netherlands. How do you think that game's going to plan out?
It's difficult because the Netherlands are sort of building as each game goes along. They weren't great in the group stage, but they looked very good against the US, and Argentina have Lionel Messi, so anything's possible with them. I'm probably going to back Argentina to go through, but it's going to be a very close matchup.
Is that because you're a Messi fan or a Ronaldo fan?
Look, I'm a big Lionel Messi fan. I'm a big Ronaldo fan too, but I just think, you know, his last World Cup, it's sort of those scripts are often written, and it would be a great story if he were to lift the trophy.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be awesome for his last World Cup, you know, just something to go off on the high with. But I wanted to ask you, you know how Japan and South Korea have made it through?
Yes.
Is this a first for Asian countries to get through to these like sort of rounds in the World Cup?
Yeah, so we've had Asian representatives make it before previously, but this is the first time that we've seen three Asian nations make it to the round of 16. So, you know, South Korea once made it all the way to the semifinals in 2002, but it's very rare that we're seeing these Asian countries perform at the manner that they have in this World Cup. So it's great for the Asian Football Confederation and just for the underdogs, you know, seeing so many upsets and massive underdog stories. It's just great.
Oh, it's so good, especially in the World Cup, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I wanted to ask you just before you go, are there any games that you are super excited about coming up in the World Cup? I know there's a few going on right now.
Ooh, I mean, look, France won this morning, and if England end up winning this game, which they most likely will, we could see a France-England matchup in the quarterfinal, which I think would be absolutely huge. Always look forward to seeing Brazil because, you know, they're just such a traditional powerhouse. But yeah, I'd say the big one for me, France England. I think that's a major heavyweight clash.
Any predictions? A draw or 1-1?
I'd say penalties? I think France go through. They've got their own. They've got their own superstar in Kylian Mbappe. So
yeah,
I back France to go very far in this tournament.
At work, we have the Mbappe burritos.
So oh,
mate, you can't beat those.
He's as good as it gets, so yeah.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for coming on to SCR Breakfast this morning. Thanks for waking up.
No worries.
And get back to the game.